Media sensations.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, here we go. In 3, 2, 1. It's time to go beyond the playbook. Matt Sabuda joining us this morning. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, definitely a good morning after a Bills win, fourth straight win for the Bills. And, of course, there was a lot of anticipation with yesterday's game, three straight wins going into it, Colin Kaepernick, a lot of those kinds of things. What about the atmosphere?
Yeah, first and foremost, have to be honest, I was a bit nervous for how Buffalo might be represented in response to the 49ers, Colin Kaepernick's first start of the season. Kaepernick, of course, is best known this year for kneeling during the national anthem in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. Unfortunately, there were some pregame reports and videos of fans responding with some pretty vile hate speech, but thankfully, ignorance like this represented a small minority. I'm just a guy who talks football on the radio, but I am also someone who's sympathetic to Kaepernick's right to a peaceful protest and the injustice he's protesting. But I also completely respect the right of people to disagree with his opinion. And it's in that spirit that I thought Bills fans who disagreed with Kaepernick respectfully voiced their opposition and generally represented Buffalo well yesterday. I didn't hear hate or ignorance, but chants of USA, USA, just prior to the anthem performance. So no matter your position on Kaepernick's protest, I was proud of the way our city was represented yesterday, particularly in such a polarizing political climate, to really kind of go off the sports rails here.
Wow. Well, well stated there, Matt. Definitely, for sure. But it's time now to kind of segue from that into the game. How did it go for the Bills?
Bills look pretty good overall. Despite a final blowout score, though, of 45-16, anyone who watched this game knows it didn't represent the overwhelming win that the scoreboard might have reflected. Definitely a fine line as to how much you can nitpick a 29-point win, that's for sure, regardless of how they got there. So I'll keep it brief. In the interest of seeing the Bills compete and win consistently against the league's better team, a couple of elements that stuck out for me, at least yesterday, and the biggest, of course, was Tyrod Taylor again. He had a solid game, but he only passed for 179 yards and had two touchdowns. You can beat bad teams this way for sure, but it's tough to beat the league's better teams with such paltry passing yardage. It helps when your running game is absolutely incredible. Bills rushed for 312 yards yesterday, downright ridiculous, in fact. Their best single game output in nearly 25 years, and at the forefront of that performance was the electric LeSean McCoy, on pace for 1,800 yards from scrimmage, putting him right up there with Thurman Thomas in the record books. This season, if he continues this kind of play, he will find himself in the mix for NFL MVP discussion as the season goes on.
All right, that's one thing to look forward to down the line for the Bills, but that's an individual goal. What about for the team? What do we look forward to here?
Yeah, a couple things. I think their defense played well against a mobile quarterback like Kaepernick, but they were exposed a few times in some long runs by the athletic QB, and you can bet that the Bills' defensive coaching staff, they're going to take a hard look at that and make corrections as they face other mobile quarterbacks, starting with Miami's Ryan Tannehill next week. It'll help that not only are the Bills hoping to get defensive tackle Marcell Dareus back, but many even think that first-round pick Shaq Lawson might be ready from his offseason surgery soon. We're going to learn more about that this week, but the defense's stock certainly continuing to rise. And I made a point to call the Bills out this season for their undisciplined penalties, but I've got to give them credit where credit's due. Did a nice job generally cleaning up their act on the penalty front yesterday, and will continue to be important as the season progresses. Great win for the Bills, and ironically, even though this started with the focus on a kneel down off the field, it ended with the Bills in the rare victory formation with a knee on the field to close out their fourth straight win. See if they can keep that going.
I like it, Matt. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you again on Friday, and as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.